Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, B. Talk your shit. Time to let me upgrade. How you gonna upgrade me? I'm tired of number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Let me upgrade. I hear you be the block, but I'm the life to keep the streets on. Notice you the type that likes to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing, believe me. Come harder, this won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. But what you think, they all mad at me, bro. You need a real woman in your life. Taking care.
Having some bad service. Introduce the world, brother.
Yeah, this is KL. KL Killing Lyrics, representing LA, South Central Los Angeles. South Central Los Angeles, LA all day. You know what I'm saying?
All right, this show will. Actually, the co-host should be on Diamond. You there?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing, Diamond?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Could be better. Today's show will be about the different investors. There will be a couple of investors that's going to be on the line. There will be people who work with major players in the industry. So for now, we're going to just chill for now and until some of our callers call in so we can get this going. We're going to pass the mic to Bistax. Big Stats, are you there? All right, guess not. All right, so we're going to get into a track. Let's just play let's play some Cam'ron. I haven't heard Cam'ron in a while.
Just Blaze. Oh, baby. Killer. All the girls see the. Look at his kick. Look at his car. All I say is. Look, mommy, I'm no good. I'm so good. Clap at your soul. It's over. That leaves after it's over. Killer. I'm not your companion or your man standing. Don't hit me when you want to get rammed in. I be scrambling with lots of monsters. Shot for lobsters. Cops and robbers. Listen, every block is locked. Block out. But she liked the way I diddy bop. You peep that. Made more Maury kicks. Plus Chanel ski hat. She want the. So I give her the. Now she's screaming out. With herself, can't dig it out. Lift her up, Marge, just a fuck, yo. Get it out, pick one up. They want the boy, Montana, with guns, with bandanas. Listen to my homeboy, Santana.
Y'all niggas can't fuck with the. I'm telling ya, put a shell in ya. Now he bleeding, get him. Call it, he wheezing, he need it. He screaming. Damn, shut up, he snitching. This nigga's bitching, he's twisted. I'm in trouble, need bail money, shit. Where the fuck is my, I got trust for my, that's why I fuck with my, that's my nigga. He gon' come get his, he got love for us, that's my,
When he got caught with the, we went to court for the, just me and my, and we saying, be on the block with my, with the rock of the, when the cops come, squalor. Yeah, this is for the sports car. Benitas, Jimmy's, PJ's, old school, 18th at the sports bar, 8 or 9 on the, holla at your boy, killer, holla, listen, it's the DIP, plus the ROC, you'll be DOA, your moms will say, shit, ain't no stopping them, guns, we got a lot of them, matter of fact, guru, start popping them, hey, slap up his, wrap up his, get them gats, diplomats are them, for the girls in the, say,
yeah. Now when they see Cam in it, they say, damn, Santana's that, that squeeze hammers, cannons and bandanas, glamours, we don't brandish, glam at your man's canvas, and scream with your man's landing, and I'm back with my,
until that man is vanished, away in the Grand Canyon, these kids are grandstanding, niggas demand ransom over them grand scrambling. Well, fuck it, Van Damme him, Cam or Blam Blam him. Call up is, I'm down South Tanning. Mommy, I got the remedy, Tommy's up at the enemy. Homies and body, but now my body is feeling panicky. Killer and copper, we chillin' Morocco. For real, we got no chichillas, though we're filled with them hollows, huh? It's the, I said it's the, I'm the killer.
All right, that was Cam'ron with Oh Boy. Diamond, you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
Carla, are you still there? Carla, you still there?
KL is still here. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm Big Stats is here checking on in.
All right. So we got everybody here.
All right, so we have.
Today.
All right, keep in mind, everybody, this show will be about investors. You will have some special guests that I can't wait to get on the line. I'm going to remind them so they can call in and you guys can meet them. We have actually a pretty good friend of mine is on the line. Caller from the 303. Caller, come in.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Melissa. How are you?
Great, great, great. Tell the world about yourself.
My name is Melissa Norris. I am a manager in the music industry, and I am representing two hip-hop artists right now, trying to get them some distribution and just some more fans and get some income coming in.
All right, great, great. All right, I'm going to pass the mic to Diamond.
All right, so what kind of, which artist are you working with currently at the moment?
I'm sorry?
I said, which artist are you working with at the moment?
I am working with two artists right now. The first one's name is Rhyme Scheme, and the second one is Ronnie Run.
So how did you first get started in the industry? I mean, what's your background story?
I actually don't really have a background in it other than my love and my passion for music. And I had been on the social networks just playing around, and I figured out that I loved it, and people were responding to me. And so I'm giving it a shot.
Okay.
Hey,
Do you think it's hard?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Would you describe it as, is it hard to get people, you know, to warm up to you, you know, to talk to you and tell you what they want, and, you know, and basically put their career in your hands, right? Like,
yes, they do.
Uh-huh.
It is hard. It's a lot of pressure and a lot of responsibility, you know, and just getting them out there. It's a lot of work and a lot of time, a lot of dedication. But I believe in my artists, and I believe in myself, and I'm quite sure that I'm going to get pretty big here real soon.
Okay.
I believe passion is key in this industry. You got to
have passion.
Motivation and dedication, everything plays a really big part.
Yeah, I do a lot of research. I've actually gotten both of my artists several magazine interviews, a lot of radio play. I've gotten responses from a lot of labels. It's just, you know, what they're looking for and where the artists are in the industry. It all plays in together. And so I do a lot of research, and I've accomplished quite a lot so far in the last couple of months.
I have a question for you. Do you have one artist that, you know, you've helped out so greatly that they come back to you and it almost brings you to tears because they've accomplished so much since working with you?
Yeah, that is my goal. Like, this is my dream and my passion is just to be right up in the middle of it, helping other people accomplish their dreams. Also, I have an anti-bully foundation that I'm starting. You know, I'm in the very beginning processes of it. But one of my artists does have a song that he wrote regarding that, and I think it's important to give back to the community as well and to help our children when suicide amongst our teens is so high these days.
Well, we were discussing bullying on our show yesterday, and
yeah,
we also have a foundation that benefits special needs children through music education. So
that's great.
Getting involved in the community and caring for the youth of tomorrow is important to us.
Yes, it is. They're our future. We need to invest in them and help them along their way. There's so many things that are happening these days and that are the wrong type of influence, and so we need someone to jump in, and everybody loves music. You know, music speaks to people, and I think that's a good way to get to these teens and to even the younger middle school kids, and to help them, especially middle school, because it's the hardest time of anyone's life.
Right, and for so many of them, music becomes almost a form of expression to, you know, help these teens and young children express themselves. They'll start writing songs when they can't figure out what to say,
Exactly. And it helps them to get through it. And I think that we also need to take it a step further and to educate our kids, go around to the schools and show them what a bully looks like, you know, because it's not just kids. It's parents, it's teachers, it's people of authority that can be bullies. And so the more that all of us are aware of the signs of a bully or even of a victim, the more that we can all jump in and help.
Right.
I mean, yeah, I really agree with it because I know a lot of friends who committed suicide because of either bullying or cyberbullying. And
exactly.
I was saying to myself yesterday, you know, when is people going to take it seriously? You know, because people still taking it lightly, like, oh, kids do it, it's whatever. You know, like, I know this one particular parent, her son was a bully. And her excuse was, oh, well, I always taught my son how to express himself, and he's expressing himself. And I'm like, well, you can teach your son how to express himself, you know, besides violent or besides making somebody else cry. You know, that's most parents' excuse. You know, my kids is open-minded. They speak themselves. They express themselves, you know. And we are losing too many people. Too many people are killing themselves over bullying, and it has to stop some way. Somebody has to put a stop to it. And it's
right.
Up to
and
us,
kids
you know,
these
people
days
out
have
here.
Cell phones as early as 8 years old. So really, that's when it's starting. And it's too much these days. You know, kids have enough to deal with just be finding who they are. And there's so much influence and power within the music industry and even actors and celebrities that I really wish that they would all come together also because they're the voice that could be heard.
We have a caller from the 401. Caller from the 401, can you hear us?
Yes, I can.
All right, come in and tell us about yourself.
I'm Vicar Susan Swindell. I'm doing so much, so many different things, but I have a business plan, and we're working on it. I do radio. I do astrological and numerological profiles. It's something called naming babies. I do the blessings of the cars, the bikes, and the boats. I marry people. I have a whole line of high-end cards and high-end jewelry that goes on the cards. It's a whole concept about numerology. It's jewelry that means something, and it'll be copyrighted and patented. And there's so many things that I do. I'm doing a lot of with producing and promotions for music. I do advertising. I'm international business.
Well, so I do have a question for you. Since this show is entitled Investors, Agents, and Managers of, or something of that shuffle for this Wild and Out Industry Wednesdays. A lot of musicians are also interested in getting into acting. Do you know how one would go about, how some of these musicians would go about transitioning into acting and getting an agent as well?
Well, yes, we can also do that. See, you really need to take acting classes. It's not something everybody can do naturally, you know, because you have to be able to know the cues from the director, from the cameraman. You have to, I was going to be doing Produce Your Own Show. They teach classes right at your local, like, Cox Communications here. You know what I mean? It's like wherever your state is. And you can go on and do a show. You don't have to take acting classes. See, I do readings and like astrology, numerology, tarot cards. I teach in virtual classrooms online, in conference calling, motivational speaker. I took manifesting destinations, courses in miracles. I've been studying for 20 years and teaching, so, you know, it goes on. But it's I like virtual classrooms. It's all live. And the only problem I always had is we're blowing up the websites. We're blowing them up because we're all over the world and we're in one class. So we blow up the whole website.
Okay. Well, that sounds what's up. Definitely wish you to, you know, just keep working and keep pushing forward. We have a caller from the 318. Caller, come in.
Who?
318.
I'm here.
Hey, can you introduce yourself to the world, please?
What's that?
Can you introduce yourself to the world?
Yeah, my name is Misty Lynn. I'm here in Bossier City, Louisiana. I just actually started, kind of fell into doing promoting. My boyfriend actually runs a label, and I just got to listen to his music and sending it out and, like, actually getting everybody else to listen to it. And then got, like, a friend from Florida who, you know, I was listening to some of his music. So I bought some CDs from him and brought them out here, and I've been pushing them here. I buy CDs from all the, like, indie guys that are, like, standing at Circle K by selling CDs. And I guess just kind of fell into somebody's lap, and he has got me actually pushing a CD for the Real Rick Ross group.
Okay.
So I'm trying to fill some slots for that, and just hoping to get into some promotion.
Okay. All right. Okay. We're gonna get into a song by a fellow friend of mine. And after the song, I want everybody to give me your feedback on the record, tell me what you guys think. This is Rough D with Single.
Future, but right now, no promises, no label, and we able to get a little flirty with our neighbors. Ran down her ways in the car, I knew she only goes so far. Just wanted to get a lesson, how niggas rush to get it, knowing I be on her mind while she on her single woman shit. A J-O-N-C, kicking it with her homies, going out to eat, weekend running the streets, how she described her time, took it up, not enough for niggas and they game. We all the same, whether broke or frontin', getting money or something, want something to claim. Bleed it next morning, don't remember her name, well, remember the line. I'm single, it's just fine, we only need to know things till you feel otherwise. We can phone sex, Jones a phone sex, do what's best for speculation, your ass suggest. Keep it how it is, have secret, no strings attached. Do it like Big Pop, just don't blow up my spot, cause we both got hot. The cliche to all my baby mamas this way, got so much to say, little actions to back it, meaning he before me could have been backwards, toying with your heart, creating beautiful malice. I challenge, no, I never mind, only find it hard to deal with hearts that scarred, made strong, rough edges, objects of desire, only pleasure, seekers have minutes to admire. Just so wrong, but oh so right, I'm living for the moment, not for loving my life. Been there, pray that once I get my mind, no time to backtrack. Dude, you killing my vibes. I'm supposed to be mad, messed against the world, but we sitting up sexing like I'm your girl. What's funny, I'm on my biz, still have time to unwind in your arms, yo, I got to get on. I'm single, it's just fine, we only need to know things till you feel otherwise. We can follow in text, Jones and phone sex, do what's best for speculation, your ass suggest. Keep it how it is, have secret, no strings attached. Do it like Big Pop, just don't blow up my spot, cause we both got high. You singing, I'm single, but it ain't no crime. Have patterns of deceit and you don't wanna cry. Have strange fits of passion, your heart can't lie. I heard pain you take and let you know you're alive. Empty promises of one nigga crossing the line, turning during love a fearful scene of a crime. The drama that unfold is an untold story, and in your search of meaning, got them older heads seeming. Young and on the leash, strike the temptation, your insecurities not known, devastating. By stacking off one, you keep keep another one pacing. Me, I'm beating you up, you and your heart complacent. Blaming me like I'm the energy that holds you close, when attention and respect you needed most. Yet you wasn't ready to accept the host of truth and understanding, so I gotta be ghost. I'm single, it's just time, we only need to know things. Do you feel otherwise? We can fall in sex, Jones and phone sex. Do what's best for speculation, your ass suggest. Keep it how it is, have secret, no strings attached. You are like Big Pop, just to blow up my spot, cause we both got high. I'm single, it's just time, we only need to know things.
All right, that was Rough D with Single. Melissa, what you think about that song?
I thought that was a pretty good song.
Thank you.
It has a message to it. It has, you know, different rhythms, and I thought it was pretty good.
Absolutely. Misty, what do you think about the song? Caller?
I lost you, but I couldn't understand the song. It was too staticky. I couldn't hear it.
Okay, no problem.
My phone is messed up, too, though, so.
Okay, okay. What about you, Lyrics? What you got over there? Lyrics? All right, I'm going to pass the mic to Miss Diamond.
I like the song.
Okay, I appreciate it. We're going to pass the mic to Diamond. Are you there?
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Okay, so we're going to get into another track. This is, take it back. We'll play some Fat Joe. I'm back.
Yeah, my nigga, throw your hands in the air right now, man. Feel this shit right here. Scott Storch, nigga. Yeah, Khaled, I see you, nigga. Show Ben Born Law, I don't give a fuck about your faults or mishaps, nigga. We from the Bronx, New York, shit happens. Kids clapping, love to spark the place. Half the niggas in the squad got a scar on their face. It's a cold world and this is ice. Half a meal for the charm, nigga, this is life. Got the Phantom in front of the building, Trinity, yeah. 10 years, villages, they still figure me bad. As a young, was too much to cope with. Why you think motherfuckers nicknamed me Cook Cook shit? Should've been called on robbery, star shit. Or maybe grand larceny. I did it all, I put the pieces to the puzzle. Tips long, I knew me and my people was gonna bubble. Came out the gate on some flojo shit. That nigga with the shotty was the logo kid. Said my niggas don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back. Come on. I said my niggas don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back. Lean back, lean back, come on.
R to the easy, N to the whiz eye. My arms stay breezy, the dawn stay flizzy. Got a date at 8, I'm in the 740 fizz eye. And I just bought a bike so I can ride till I die. With a matching jacket, about to cop me a mansion. My niggas in the club, but you know they not dancing. We gangsta and gangsters don't dance with boogies. So never mind how we got here with burgers and hoods. Listen, we don't pay admission in about the zone checkers. And we walk around the metal detectors. And it really ain't a need for a VIP section. In the middle with a dance floor, reckless check it steady. Like my necklace started relaxing now. That's what the fuck I call a chain reaction. See, money ain't a thing, nigga. We still the same niggas. Flow just changed. Now we about to take it again, nigga.
And my niggas don't dance. We just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back. Lean back, come on. I said my niggas don't dance, we just pull up our pants and do the rock away. Now lean back, lean back, lean back, lean back, come on.
Now we living better.
better now, coochie sweater now. When that default can fly through any weather now. See, niggas get tight when you're worth some millions. That's why I thought the chinchilla hurt their feelings. You can find your crack at all type of shit. Out of Vegas, front row to all the fights and shit. If Papa Born come, then they probably squeal. The sassy rappers that blow like Derek for real. If you cross the line, damn right, I'm gonna hurt you. These faggot niggas even made gang signs commercial. Even Lil Bow Wow throwing it up. B2K Crip walking like that's what's up. Can't keep telling me to sing about the rucker. Matter of fact, I don't want to sing about the rucker.
That was Fat Joe with Lean Back. All right, Diamond, I got a question for you. As you know, actors, singers, models, we're all part of the entertainment industry. We all have intake on it. Is there any experience from your experiences as a model that you can give to our listeners, just on dealing with certain situations?
Yes, actually, when I was in the modeling industry, you know, what the people are looking for is, like, they want somebody who really wants it. Like, you have to be hungry for it, you know, like, because you have to remember, there's 1,000 people out there who they can go for. But if they chose you, that means they see something special in you. So you have to show them why you got to stay in it, why they got to keep you. Because the modeling industry that I was in, we always had to compete to be, like, top, number five. And I never went below five. I was either 4, 3. I was even, and then from time, I was, like, 1. You know, you have to keep fighting. You have to keep showing them why you're there, why you love it, why you want to model, and what makes you stand out in most girls and most dudes. And that's what they're looking for. If you go there and just act shy, and if they ask you a question and you think about it, they don't want to have anything to do with you. And they want somebody who's sharp, somebody who's firm. And one time they asked us to come up with a commercial, you know, to go on Google and copy a commercial and then bring it so you can, like, perform in front of the judges and stuff. I didn't go on Google. I created my whole new commercial. I created a whole new, you know, company. That didn't even exist. You know, it's something that I call Team Spot. I created it. I put the music and everything to it. And when I went in front of the judge, I performed it. You know, he loved it. He was asking, is that a real commercial? Is that a real company? And I said, no.
Right.
You see, that's
we actually have a caller from the 256. Caller, come in. Can you hear us?
Yeah, what's up, man? What's up?
Introduce yourself. Tell us about yourself.
Right. Yeah, man. My name is Jay Flip. I'm from Tampa, Florida, originally. Lived all over the world. Been playing music for a long time. I play acoustic guitar and sing, and also do the rap thing. You know, I've been rapping for a real long time. So, you know, I put it down out here. I also, you know, show love and work with a lot of different DJs and artists, and a lot of people around me blowing up, doing big things. And, you know, I'm trying to take it to the next level and you know, prepare myself for bigger things, bigger, better, you know, whatever
yeah,
comes my way.
Hey,
you know, I'm prepared.
We'd
I'm
love
prepared
to have you
anything.
On for a future interview on one of our Music Mondays. Our DJ, Evan, will pass on the information to you. Diamond, do you have a question for Jay Flip here?
No, not at the moment, but just thank you for calling the show.
Not to interrupt you, really, but I think what you were talking about, I mean, it really touched my heart to hear, you know, how you created your commercial and you created a whole new company. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's the kind of people I want to be around, somebody that's that innovative and that creative within their own self, where I don't have to tell them, oh, this is, you know, and, you know, because I have so many ideas myself for my own business, my own company, and my company is something new and something innovative. You know, it's something I have created. So, you know, And I'm proud of it, you know. And I'm not just one person standing alone. You know, there's a group of people that I work with, all over the world, you know, that I'm networked with. And you know, I believe that everybody has their own network, and if you know how to utilize your network to your advantage, you know, there's profit. There's profitability off of that.
And I think
one
way to definitely sum it up.
That's one of the judges said, you know, he said, if an investor hear what I have to say, you know, they might want to invest in the club that I created. And he said that's the kind of people they need in the industry, you know. That made me feel good. Made me feel unique, you know.
Yeah, it touched my heart when you told that story, for real.
And I think one way to really sum it up is really let these kids know that for our younger listeners, as you grow older, don't give up on your dreams. Find a way to mature your dreams into a reality.
Right.
Absolutely. And networking is always the key to any success in any business, in any industry that you will happen to fall in. We have a caller from the 804-588 caller come in. Hello? 804?
Hello?
Yeah, caller from the 804-588 come in.
Yeah, I was just calling to show that I mean some love.
Oh, okay.
Keep up the good work.
Great. I really appreciate it. We have a caller from the 336. Come in.
Hey, it's Detro.
Hey, Detro. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good. Do you have a question? Today we're talking investors. We're talking managers. We're talking agents. Just trying to get in touch with the right people. Do you have a question about getting in touch with those type of right people?
Hello. No question right now. Just going to listen in for a second.
Okay. All right. Great. We have a caller from the 818. Caller, come in.
Yeah. What's up? What's up? It's KL Killing Lyrics. What's up, y'all?
Right.
How y'all doing?
Hey, Killing Lyrics, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I'm doing good. You know, just listening to y'all conversation, you know, chilling.
All right. What you got going on, bro?
Oh, man, you know, headed to the studio right now.
Okay.
You know, about to actually mix up a couple songs and stuff. You know, working on a couple projects, working on my new album, KO the Lyricist. You know, and, you know, I just need promotion. You know, I'm a starving artist looking for promotion. You know what I mean? Maybe y'all can help me out
for free.
And Killing Lyrics, if you got any of those extra tracks, Killing Lyrics and I are actually meeting up on Friday out in Hollywood. So if you got any of those extra tracks mixed and mastered, you know, you still got that credit from that Friday where you killed it there on that Friday. So
okay. Keep
that in mind.
Okay.
Well, I also have something like where I could just, I'd like to listen to his music, you know, and if it's a local, if it's United States, I'm working with Jazz, and we're working for BET, so, you know, I'd like to hear music if he puts it on my site.
Okay, for sure.
Great. Susan, so what type of artists do you usually work with? What are some of the attributes that you look for when you work with new business people?
Me?
Yes.
We're rappers. We're looking for rappers, techno rappers, like all over the world. It's something different, you know. And right now we're looking for rappers. We're looking for whole business, you know. See, a lot of people make. We've got Pro Tools, and a lot of people are making videos and stuff right in their own bedrooms. You see what I'm saying? But we have following, just say. So if we want artists that are actually out working, that are actually, because you could put stuff on Reverb Nation or on SoundCloud, but that's limited if you're not out playing. Get out there and do open mics. get out there. See, that's what we're trying to do, get people out there.
Right, okay. Do you work with Armed Singers as well?
Please?
Man.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
I was asking, do you work with R&B singers as well?
Oh, yes, R&B, rap.
Okay.
You know, I would work with jazz. I play the instrument. I love music. You know, so I have no problem with jazz. I have no problem with R&B at all. I mean, funk,
right.
I like all, you know,
okay.
So.
Right, well, that's great. Well, okay. Well, yeah, singers. Speaking of singers, I want you to give me some opinion on one of my partners on the line, Detroit. We're going to get into his summer song called Summer Love. Let me know what you think, Vicar. With Summer Love. Vicar, what do you think of the song?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Yes, I like the song. I really
okay.
do.
All right. People keep in mind that you always want to network as much as possible. Big Stats, we're going to pass the mic to you.
Yes, my question is actually for you, Evan. We know that besides for doing our helping us out with the DJing here on the station, that you were in promotion and management and have helped find many great artists, some of them who are on the line with us today, and we've been having a close working relationship for about 4 or 5 years. So my question to you is, when you are out there, how do you go about scouting new talents? That's basically what I want to know is how do you go about what do you look for when you're scouting new talent?
I really look for originality. You know, obviously somebody that doesn't sound like everybody else that's in the game, of course. You know, because I feel as if I'm different. So I want to work with other people who consider themselves different. You know, so that's probably one of the biggest things that I look for. And everybody that do come across to me, they're original in their own way. You know, whether they're artists, whether they're this or that, they're original. And everybody that I work with, I really, you know, respect you guys to the fullest.
And, you're original.
You know, and at the end of the day, you know, just like I always, you know, tell you guys, you know, some of you just recently met me, and you know who you are. There, you know, there's a lot of different opportunities that can be capitalized on. Once again, we still are waiting for my partner to call in from Hollywood. She is currently working on three more tours this year. And she's working on a lot of big things. Also, my other partner from Atlanta, who is a celebrity entertainment manager, and he does a lot of apps for a lot of different companies. We have a caller from the 917. Caller, come in.
How you doing?
Hello.
Yes, this is Mike from North New Jersey.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
All right, I'm good. How y'all doing?
Hi there.
Hello?
We had you on the last Friday show, right?
Yes, you did.
Yeah, that was a great show. We're going to be highlighting that show on Friday before we get into our next Freestyle Fridays. I just wanted to announce that. Is there any questions that you have we have some experts on the line in the area of marketing, promotion. Is there any question you have in regards to just getting in touch with the right people when it comes to investors or agents or managers?
Yeah, how do you go about doing that? Like, what is the process and I'm trying to find the right words to say. I don't want to say the wrong thing, but what is the process like? How do you go about speaking? I know when you go for a grant, you got to have a grant writer in order to write out everything that you want and then submit that. Is that the same process?
I'm going to let Susan answer. Give her opinion on this question right now.
Grants and bonds, okay? If you could be bonded, it also would bond with and then there's micro and macro loans. You know what I'm saying? And then there's also micro and macro investors. Do you know what I mean? It depends on if you're an entity, say, it depends on how you present your business. If you're sole proprietorship, if you're a limited liability company, incorporated. Nope. See what I'm saying? It depends on where you start out as. Sole proprietorship is what LLC, limited liability company, is probably the best way until you get following. Do you know what I mean? And as you get out there, do open mic nights, do any event, you know what I mean? Even if it's a small paying job, but there's going to be the good crowd there. Take the smaller paying job with the good crowd, you know what I'm saying, than the higher paying job with you don't know if you're going to fill the place because you don't know if that place can fill itself. You see what I'm saying?
True. That's true.
So if you know the right people are going to be at something that's going to pay a little less, you're better off. And that's it. And then you have, like, backers, you know. They're the ones that are, you know, looking for the new talent. They're going to go to these things, you know. Like, your big cities, like Boston, Providence, a lot of, like, we have something called AS220, our exchanges. things like this. These are the. This is what they put their money, donate their money to. You know what I'm saying? So they're looking for talent at these things. That's what they're doing. So they have their scouts out, you know, feeling out for it. So look at, as far as grant writing goes, you can go on the website for the grant writing. Don't go on, like, the one where, oh, they'll do it for you, because that they
yeah,
want
I tried that
to,
one already.
You know what I'm saying? Kind of research it yourself through, I'm talking to a friend of mine now, okay? Now, he was talking to me about bonds, okay? A lot of people are doing things with bonds now. And he says, like, they'll put up a bond for you, okay? And in other words, you have to pay it back. Now, if you get, like, say you make so many, like, you make so many LPs, like, whatever we're talking, records. Say you make a record, okay, a DVD. Say you make that. You know, whatever you make in royalties, they'll back on that. You know, and they'll say, well, we'll put a bond. And if you cover that, like, within, like, it gets played on all the radio stations, whatever, or through, like, all, Reverb Nation stuff. There's other ones where you pay $1.99, like iTunes and different things that. That's when it'll go out to the pay. See what I'm saying? You can set up a money machine right from your computer. All
right.
You better get security clearance and stuff like that. You fill out an application. When you're doing your CDs or you pay-per-click, somebody wants it, that even if it's only 50 cents. I think it's 99 cents is usually the lowest amount, though.
Yeah.
Do it, and the more you get, the better it is. Now, and if you can show that, go to the bank and, you know, or I have an investment company. Investing. They invest in rappers, whatever kind of musician, artist, everything. And I keep running that. So I'm going to see. I think it's called HLA or something. There's so many. You know what I'm saying? I'll have to look it.
I know, right?
And I'll keep resubmitting it, okay?
Okay.
Because that's the best thing for you to do. And research the grants, because sometimes if you're already an established artist, it'll say just like, even like, you didn't even have to go to school, you know? If you're an established artist, you've got the video, you've got that, and you submit it and they like it, then they'll send the right grants your way. But I'm very leery about grants.
All right, all right. That is
good advice. Good advice.
Yeah.
Definitely good advice.
Yeah, it's a lot of different ways to get grants and investments and stuff like that. But the most logical way to do it is really just all about math. If you want to get somebody to give you $10,000 today, you have to have at least a business that can be worth $10,000 within the next 6 months.
You have to show projected sales.
Yeah, because I work with a lot of different
write a business plan.
People, and you know they all kind of operate different ways. Some of them, they fund you. Some of them won't. You know, it just depends on the business. So the people out there who are looking for investments, there's a lot of ways you can fill out applications and apply for loans, you know, maybe up to $5,000 to about $500,000. The terms would be different, but it really depends on your current value. You have to add value. You know, don't go in someone's office and ask them for $50,000. You have to build something that's worth portion of that,
for the right price, man.
Absolutely, I've learned it because I've been there.
You need to have a social media presence,
you know, also,
because that is vital in this day and age.
If you're not selling records by yourself right now,
you can also join your small business administration and your local.
Then you're not doing anything. I mean, you're not going to sell when anybody invests in you. Nobody wants to invest in somebody that's not selling records. Sorry. Mm-hmm. If you can't sell records by yourself, nobody's going
to
invest.
Very true. Very
true.
True. You know, let
that's
you
true.
Know. Different things where people get record deals and they...
I know the record business.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it happens sometimes. It don't happen a lot, but it happens. Like, I know people who've been offered $1.5 million and turned it down because they wanted to control them for the next, like, 15 years of their life, you know?
Wow.
And,
yeah,
you know,
no,
it really depends on what
you
your motive is.
That's because the person that wanted to invest in that person was being too greedy, and they were asking too much of that person. You don't ask somebody for 15 years of their life in their first contract. I mean, that's completely wrong. When you do that to somebody, you're trying to pull them in so close to you, and they're not going to like it because they're just meeting you. And you know, it goes both ways with the artist and with the investor. You know, you have to be able to make that deal go through. If you don't make it, if you're an A&R, you can't make. You're not going to make no deal go through if you can't, you know, negotiate it for your artist the proper way.
Right, then you need a manager, though. I mean, you got to retain a manager. You know, we got a manager. If you come up with $500, you know what I'm saying? Now you're looking at BET, Universal Records. You're looking at record labels. You see what I'm saying? You've got to start somewhere. And until your records are sold, you know what I mean? You've got to have a following. Ain't going to get on the radio, you know? So if you have a business plan, if you do a proper business plan, all right, like I said, go into it as an entity means you have the rights to everything in your business as an entity. You can go incorporated and everything, but first you've got to start out somewhere. You've got to start out as like sole proprietorship or limited liability, because now when you do that, then you apply to the commerce of, like, here it's the Rhode Island Chamber of Commerce. Do you know what I mean? Then there's arts collaborations. There's all different things. So each city has their own, like, New York has a lot for arts and entertainment.
Oh, like with City Hall.
Well, City Hall, you go through the Small Business Administration, get the book, read it through. If you're limited liability, see, as an artist, I would go, you got to watch limited liability, because then there's a cap on your venues. You know, like, there's going to be so many people that, I mean, oh, they are, you know, whether they can have a liquor license, everything. Yeah, I mean, there's caps. So limited liability, because you have to have that kind of insurance. It's only like $250 for so much. You know what I mean? But still, you have to look at every aspect. So go in the Small Business Administration book. It's free. And
some
of every city has one. Every city in the United States that I know of has one. And like I said, look into your Rhode Island Chamber of Commerce. Look into your city. I had posted one today, I think it was, and yesterday. But I think it was for, like, Atlanta or something. I had, you know what I mean? I had passed it on. I shared it.
All right.
Yeah, so look into that. Look into your local ops collaboratives and their artist exchanges and stuff.
Hold up. Say that again. Op collaboratives.
Yes. Because they do local events. Like, here in Providence, we have local events. Like, we have Water Fire. The radio station every week puts on a free concert. There's open mics at, like, AS 220. But, see, we have RISD here. We have all these places like this. But, like, in New York, they've got, you know, everything. All kinds of arts and entertainment schools. You know? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm listening
sometimes
to you.
Sometimes getting yourself heard that way gets money.
Yeah, because I used to do that in Hartford, Connecticut. They used to have, like, the little festival at Trinity College and Bushnell Park and all of that. I did that before, and they used to get paid. That's when I started to realize I wanted to do this stuff on my own, because that's when I was with a label and they were getting paid for it, but they didn't bring it down to us. So if I can even set that up. And it's a thing I got on the computer. It's, I don't want to give out no name. Like, well, it is. It's called Sonic Bids. And they set different shows up from New York to, I think, Rhode Island and all that stuff. It's good to do those, too, because those are paid shows, too, I believe.
Right.
It's called Sonic Disc?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to have to check that out, too, because other than hosting the show, as many of you guys know, me and Skippa, who are featured in our Freestyle Friday shows, are in a hip hop duo together known as MSFP Crews. So we're definitely trying to get some more shows besides for just doing the radio shows as well. So I'm definitely going to check that one out.
Sonic Bid, and
for,
another one called Music
that.
Clap.
See, another thing is to get to play out, okay, get into networks in your local area. You know, like from, it's like whatever your venue is, whether it be R&B, whatever it is, join the groups like that, the networks, and they pass along, like say one group, they can't make it tomorrow. They'll say, hey, who can fill in? You know what I mean?
It's
usually for events, but paid events, you know?
I got you. I do. That's good advice. Thank you.
All right.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck. Hit me up on the site and look for information. I'm going to keep posting of it then.
This is Daytrail. I have a question.
Yes, Daytrail. What's your question?
My side of it is that I've been an independent artist for several years, basically since I started. I've done everything on my own as far as being management, promoter. So basically, I'm kind of at the point to where now is the way I know that it's going to need to be someone beyond myself pushing my material. So it's more so of just knowing where, I know it's mostly networking and everything as well, but just knowing where to go to and who to go to as far as management and promotion and things like that.
And also protecting yourself legally. Like I said, you're an entity now. You're already established, you know? So
right.
You look at business that way. You're a business whether you want to be one or not. You're a business. You need insurance. You need a manager to do, you know, help you get work and get you with the right people. But you got to think of yourself.
He said he already has a manager, though. If he already has a manager and he's asking you and asking Evan and Diamond, if he's asking y'all, you know, who, I don't understand why, if he already has that. He said he already has that. So I don't understand why he's asking for anybody else outside of him.
No, she's saying she's doing all of
the work. I've been doing all the work on my own.
Right. Oh, you're your own manager. You're your own.
Yeah,
I got
you.
You
self-managing
my
whole team all together.
I understand now what you're trying to
correct.
Say. Yeah, I've went through the same thing. You know, I've had to manage my own self, but you know, I was.
I think as artists, we all at some point in time
go through
the same thing.
You know,
so now you're entities. You know, now you're entities. If you're an entity. Like, an entity is you do all your own, like, everything, the legal stuff. You know what I mean? You copyright your work. You know,
all that.
Everything
all that.
Is copyrighted to you. You see what I'm saying? So you brand yourself. You've got to be branded.
Ownership. Right. Branding is the most important thing when it comes to marketing. If you don't know how to market, if you can't, you know, promote yourself and get yourself on the radio, it's probably because you don't know how to market yourself. If you can, you know, go out there and really, it's all about logo. You got to put your logo together. You got to pay for that stuff. Sometimes you're not going to be able to do some of the things that you need to do. You're going to have to pay somebody, and
that's
point blank. You're always going
to
have to.
There's another way of doing it if you bother for services. See, business professionals,
Bottle for Services. Look that up. They even got it on Craigslist.
Yeah, it's true. It exists. It does exist. You can barter for services. Exactly. You're right. I do that a lot with most of my artists and most of my producers. That's how it works with me. I love bartering. Bartering is the way to go. It's the future. I stand on top of money. I believe that my brand is money, and it doesn't need, $1 million bills up under my feet already. I'm standing on top of it, just because I got this much under my belt, dog. That's how you got to feel about it, and that's how you got to represent yourself.
I definitely agree with that. I have a personal experience with that. I have an artist that I worked with, we became pretty close friends, and I got to see that he was also a graphic designer. So since I'm an artist as well, we bartered by him giving me graphic design work for my music, with me giving him studio time for his music.
Amen. Amen.
Exactly.
That's a blessing, and that two people can come together and that works out in a lot of circumstances. But sometimes people that you do find like that you do tend to barter with, sometimes you might run into a situation where, because I've had many situations, and sometimes you might run into a situation where that person doesn't know how to reciprocate the situation back to you, they can't fulfill it, you got to be able to tell that before you get into it. And sometimes you might get into it knowing that they're going to, but you take the talent enough, you can get a little money, and you do that. You know what I mean?
A lot of times they don't understand because we've been putting advertising like the wazoo. I have friends all over. I mean, from one in Burlington, Vermont, to a couple in Florida. I've got them all over the place, even all my friends, kids, everything. Everybody's throwing. I do acai berry, all right, and I do commercial ads. I do local, advertising, and it was like, business where I was living was really not doing good. Our economy is so bad. So, I mean, I'm sitting there, and we're all putting ads out, and that works. But you gotta, gotta get paid. You gotta go around to these businesses, and after you're doing it and they're getting business, are you making business? Are you making money?
It's all about some ways.
Especially in this economy, and they changed the laws, for
sometimes the record might not sell for 5 years. Jason Mraz, his record, I'm Yours, it sat on his shelves for 5 years before it ever popped off. And that's when he got his break. I knew about Jason Mraz, way before he got his little break with My Love, and I watched it. It's sometimes you watch artists and you're like, wow, how'd they do that? Sometimes you've got enough experience where, once you get enough experience under your belt and you start watching these artists, you know how they did it. And they just sat on the record. And you got to sit on it. It's your work. It's your copyright. It's your publishing. I hope that you own your publishing. It's all up to you on how deep you go in the business. If you want somebody to handle that for you, there's people that do that. You know what I'm saying?
I think we should take a small break. And DJ, this is a track that get this song ready. This is a song that I actually got the chance to produce in the studio. This is a Tierra Mora. It's Almost There.
I want to hear that.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol. I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
Yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitch loves me.
Yeah,
I can give a fuck by no nigga as long as these bitches love me.
Put that nigga stop hating. Little tone shit got that fire. And these hoes love me like Satan, man. Yeah, fuck with me and get about it. And all she eat is dick. She's on a strict diet, that's my baby. With no makeup, she a 10. And she the best with that head, even better than Corinne. She don't want money, she wants the time we could spend. She said, cause I really need somebody. So tell me you're that somebody. Girl, I fuck who I want, and fuck who I don't. Got that A1 credit, at that filet mignon. She say, I never wanna make you mad, I just wanna make you proud. I say, baby, just make me come. Then don't make a sound.
I'm on that good cushion alcohol.
Yeah.
I got some damn bitches I can call. I don't know what I would do without y'all. I'm a ball to the day I fall.
Yeah, long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I can give a fuck by no hate as long as my bitches love me.
My bitches love me. My bitches love me.
Yeah, I can give a fuck by no nigga long as these bitches love me.
Real nigga, fuck these haters. These hoes got pussies like craters. Can't treat these hoes like ladies, man. Pussy running with codeine. She say my dick feel like morphine. I hope my name tastes like sardines to these niggas. She wake up, eat these dicks. Call that breakfast and beer. 69-96, I feel a heartbeat. I chest to chest with this bitch.
of.
Hello, caller from the 973. You call it, come in.
I'm here.
973?
Yeah, come in. Tell us about yourself.
You have a good one, bud.
All right, Kevin.
Hello?
973,
where you at?
Hello?
973-380-6917.
Caller,
come in.
It's not a call from Canada, is it? I mean, France? Because I invited a friend from France. He also, he makes apps, everything. He's really websites, a lot of copy. You know, he really is good.
This,
I invited him, but he was going through podcasts.
This is your, okay, so you're saying that the person from 973 is people calling on behalf of you?
Yeah, he's in France.
He's in France.
And so he probably can't, like, talk, but he can,
right, I don't know. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because he has a New Jersey number.
Right now, but if, Susan, let your friend know that if he wants to message us, he can message us at Big Stats Radio. That's all in caps. And we'll correspond
like,
there, and he can listen to the show as well on the website.
Well, I figured since I didn't hear from him, I figured maybe he's listening more because he's working too. So, you know, I'll text him. I texted him. So he was asking me, is it like he was doing it through a podcast?
So
I don't know.
He can find it by going to blogtalkradio.com/Matthew Frankel. Frankel is spelled Frankel, and he can find the way to listen to the show live on the internet by going to there.
Okay, because he asked me what was the name, and I just put what Evan said. So, all right, it's Matthew.
Well, the name of the show is Big Stats Idle Hour. The direct link to listen to it, and then you would click on the current episode. But it'll say that there's an episode that's live. You go to blogtalkradio.com/Matthew, MATTHEW, Frankel, FRANKEL, and he can listen in to the live show there, and then if he has...
Well, I know Matthew Frankel, I think. Does he do satellite radio, too?
Big Stats. I'm Big Stats, and my government name is also Matthew Frankel.
You do satellite radio? Was you doing satellite radio shows before? On Clear?
I haven't done satellite radio. I'm trying to research how to get this internet radio show distributed to some satellite radio. There were definite partners that I would love to have. That, I'm a big Howard Stern fan, so if I could get him to distribute me on one of his hours, I would love that. But that's I'm currently not on satellite.
Well, I'm doing that myself because I just got the iPad and I'm trying to hook it up. You know what I mean? But I've got to get that.
Susan, I'll give you a call directly. I actually made a photocopy of the call log today, so I'll give you a call directly and we can talk more one-on-one about that.
Oh, great. That sounds good.
All right.
Session, we get into some music.
I think we should do something, a rare song, This was in season 3 of X Factor. It was featured. This is Secondhand High with Ask Me to Dance. This is a rare song that was done only in an audition, an original song. It's entitled Ask Me to Dance. DJ, do you hear me?
One moment, please.
Let me introduce you to Secondhand High. This one goes out to all my ladies. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Secondhand high, he ain't gonna let you cop a feel.
him to dance. Yeah, just ask him to dance.
All right, that was Secondhand High with Ask Me to Dance.
I loved it. I really did. I loved that song. That was great. I did. I sit here and listen to songs all day long. I'm telling you, that was good.
Absolutely. We have a caller from the 936-827. Caller, come in. Caller from the 936. Caller, come in. All right.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes, we hear you. Introduce yourself to the world. Great.
This is D1936 out of Conroe, Texas, Montgomery, Texas, representing Kobe Bryant.
Talking about, do you have a question for one of our experts? We're talking about investors getting connected to the right people, whether it be investors, managers, agents. So do you have a question for one of our experts today?
Hello, sir. Okay, it looks like the caller from the 936 dropped the call.
All right, we'll get back to him if he calls. All right, do we have another caller?
Currently do not have any other callers.
All right, I have a question for Susan. Susan,
yeah.
Explain to our listeners or here today or what do you, how do you think the industry in music with promotion has changed in this social media days?
Well, we're doing everything differently. That's one thing. I've been taking all the latest marketing trends. I keep up with my classes, you know, and we're doing things differently, people. I mean, not for nothing. Because of people stealing other people's work, it was free enterprise. Like, everybody looked at the internet. It was free. They were downloading, trading. You know, I mean, realistically, since June 6th, there was also laws changed. You got to look at a lot of these things because there's a lot of students coming out of school every day that are taking all of this, you know. I mean, they all are, you know, with the digital technology age, we've got ITT Tech, Full Sail, we've got all these schools. People are going in and coming out, and they're knowing what they're doing. They're networking and doing it in conference calls like this, you know, and as far as social media goes, you have to, there's different ones. There's not only Facebook, there's Pinterest, there's the Women's Network, there's so many of them. It's unbelievable because I had to go through them all and see if any of them, if they were worth it. Do you see what I'm saying? If it was real.
And I have another question also for all of our experts here today. For us artists, what should we do if we just really, really, really want to be successful? Like, so many of us have that dream and desire to be successful. You know, we want to be able to live off of our dream, and it's our passion. So what do we do if we just really, really want to be successful? So I'm asking this to all of our experts that are still on the line with us. Susan, we'll start with you.
I do internationally, and I operate based out of another country, out of the UK, and I kept applying. I started as a teacher, astrology and numerology. Then it was how to meet your spirit guide. then it, the most attended class was Calmer, blew up the site. This was something through a network where I never thought in a million years, you know what I'm saying, being a Native American would get me something like that, you know what I mean? That I do genealogy, so that's something that everybody should know about their own self. So it just kept, I just kept doing all the time zones. I kept dedication. If they needed somebody to fill in, I was there. Oh, can you do a class today? Ended up doing classes every day. It was dedication, so I just kept doing it and doing it and doing it. Then I started getting invited, like I was saying, on satellite in Blog Talk. I've been doing Blog Talk Radio since it started. So, but different things, like she's just, like here in out of Boston, Chief Joe Armstrong, I did a lot of his shows. I did all kinds of, unbelievable, you don't know. It was, I just didn't realize, you know, what it was, you know, how big it was getting, you know.
Right, and Evan, what do you have to say about this question? Evan, are you there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
I'm asking if you, you know, so many of us artists are really, really passionate about what we're doing and really want to be able to really make a successful career at what we're doing, you know. You know, really, so we don't, so we could focus completely on it. So, ultimately, what are the steps we can take to make that a reality?
Well, first thing I probably do is record some really good music. You know, that's obviously, you know, where it starts. And from there, what I would do is, me personally, I would probably get together a street team. I would get, you know, find a way to get vehicles. I would go on a lot of road trips. I would meet a lot of different people.
Mm-hmm.
I would invest money really wisely and lucratively. And with that formula, I would know that success would be there for me as an artist.
And as a follow-up question, when you were saying invest money wisely and lucratively, what is your opinion on pre-sale showcases that claim to have A&Rs at the showcases? There,
right.
Tons of them around the country, and people sometimes will spend all this money to go to these, and sometimes they don't necessarily have all this type of money ready. But what is your opinion on these pay-to-play A&R showcases, or pre-sales showcases?
Well, that's funny you say that, because that's where, you know, I started off with, you know, helping the guy, you know, sell tickets and stuff for his shows and everything. So I started out with that. And that's, you know, for me, you know, it wasn't, you know, because whenever I do things, I always do things for a really good reason. Like, you know, if worst come to worst, I'm going to still get what I wanted out of it. You know, usually those are really tricky, because, like, you know, you pay a couple hundred dollars and, you know, you perform, but, you know, usually nothing ever. So me personally, I mean, I wouldn't recommend going to those. You know, I would, you know, it's best to just meet the people, the judges personally. You know, that's my thing. So that's why I take networking personally. Because, you know, it's just better like that. It's more personal.
you know, instead of competing with 30 people, you know, it's better to know them personally, and that's what I've accumulated over the years.
All right.
I have something that I would like to say to you. Did you ever hear, like, you know, on Wall Street? You have to learn, if you're in a business, you have to learn about Wall Street. Yes, you have to learn trading. They have trades
too.
Right, but learning about it when you're a business person is a very important thing. That's how, when you want to learn about investors, and investing, and you want to learn about stocks, you want to learn about, you know, that this is why I said the Small Business Administration little booklet, it starts you, believe me. But when you, like, even if you go on the site and look at penny stock trading and stuff like that,
Penny stocks is really tricky. Penny stocks, I remember I used to want to do that.
Stock market in general. We recently, last year we had that Wolf of Wall Street movie out, and it really goes into detail about kind of how the stock market works and some of the ups and downsides of things that go on within the stock market.
Exactly.
Right. Absolutely. Exactly. We have a caller from, is actually a good friend of mine, caller from the 404-291 caller, come in.
Hey, y'all, what's good? How y'all doing?
Hey, introduce yourself to the world.
Hey, what's good? My name is Elijah, Elo Management, Induction Company, on the line.
All right, we have I believe we still have a couple artists here. What kind of advice on a management level would you provide to our artists that are listening here? If you had, like, five top things, like, you know what managers look for, the top five, what would they be?
So for artists that actually want to look for management, my advice would actually be, hey, you know, make sure you got good presentation, you have a budget, and also make sure that your material is copyrighted and published. That's very important.
All right.
Absolutely. So what are some of the things you're working on?
Right now, what I'm working on right now, I'm actually working on a major film right now. It's going to be shot in Atlanta called Club Queens. It's going to basically be a genre of You Got Served, basically African style. Right now, we're in post-production. I just got ready to go back on the set in a minute. So it's going to be a breaded, basically hot joint. Unfortunately, it's going to be actually put out in Africa. But it's going to be production that we're doing right here in the States, actually in Atlanta.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Does anybody on the line have any questions for him?
In Africa, have you gone yet to Africa? Because I have some friends that are there now from the United States. They're doing different things, but, I mean, have you ever been there?
Yeah, actually, I have been over there. Pretty nice spot. I also served a lot of different parts of the country, but I've served in the military. So the demographic there, not what you see on television, but it's awesome over there. They have their problems, but the area that I actually unfortunately have the best adventure to was nothing like what you see in the media.
Exactly. No, because I have a few students that are over there, and they do, you know, I talked to them, and they used to go on my site. They dropped all phones for them, like smartphones for them for free. So they were all going out to computers and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was just wondering if, you know, how it was.
All right. Do we have anybody else that has any questions for him?
How long have you been in the industry doing this?
Started out myself as an artist, basically 25 going on 30 years in
wow.
the business.
Wow.
Impressive.
So as a new manager in the game, what advice would you have for me?
Well, basically you want to be a media, you want to be fair, you want your client to know what you know, because the bottom line is you get paid when they get paid.
Right.
You know? You want to basically understand, let them understand, know your paperwork, know your numbers, know guidance and counsel is the main thing that us managers do, and also let them know that you're not a financial institute or a bank to them. A lot of artists think you're for the pay for everything, but you're not. It's your prerogative. You do that, you don't.
Well, that's good to know. So then if you have an artist who's contacting you, say, hey, I like what you're doing. I see what you're doing. Will you represent me? How do I start getting money on the upfront then so that I'm not the one having to pay out of pocket, or say if I don't have a budget at that time, do you charge them then for your services?
What you would want to do is basically you would want to find out basically where they at with their career. Because a lot of artists, when they first get started, they really don't need management. You only need a management when you actually at the point where you actually understand production. You understand the difference in production, because you got to pay production. You understand your marketing, your branding. You want an artist that really is already somewhat established.
Uh-huh.
You know,
doing
that all
own,
of them put in their
booze.
Uh-huh. Mhm.
Okay. I have one of those.
Yeah. You don't want to get no one who actually don't want to invest in themselves. That's a bad move. And you want to let them understand, they got to understand protocol. Everything goes around to you. They have to let you know every little move, but you're basically their mouthpiece. They can't represent themselves, so you have to represent them.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you so much for your help.
Not a problem.
Anyone else?
All right. Well, my brother, I really appreciate, man, you calling in, man. I know you're busy and everything.
Not a problem.
That is definitely very informative.
Absolutely. So as far as investors go, because the show was talking about investors earlier, what would you say, some advice on investors, you know, how to get them, how to attract them, how to get them involved?
Me being an investor myself,
okay.
It's all about numbers.
Yeah.
It's all about your numbers. Basically what you, in return, there's different ways you can receive investment. You can get investment where they want to come in and you want to make them a partner. Where it's a 50-50 or 70-30 or 60-40, that's a good investment. You know, you want to get someone that want to invest
that way.
You also can get one where they might want to invest, but they want to give you the funds on a debit card or credit card. That investment can be pretty bad, because if you don't pay them back whatever, or they get mad, they can freeze the assets. And you don't want that to happen during your production or whatever you're doing.
Absolutely.
The other one, they basically want to basically buy you out. So you basically don't want to give out too much information on your brand, because if they know the concept and the formula behind it, they want to own it. And if they own it, what do you have in return? That means you work for them. So.
Absolutely.
But as far as investment, you want to basically be able to have a product that actually going to be beneficiaries to an investor with numbers, so they can understand what the return is, what the demographic, basically how they're going to get their money back. That's basically how it works. Mm-hmm.
Right. Absolutely. You know, because a lot of times, you know, I've learned a lot of different things. You know, I know we're, you know, working on a project and everything, and, you know, it's really something people just really got to study. They got to understand the business, you know. It's
mm-hmm.
not just one thing. It's a lot of different things that you got to really pay attention to if you want to be successful. You know, if you just want to do it for fun, that's one thing. But to actually do it is a different story. So, like I said, really appreciate your advice.
got a caller from the 256 caller. Do you have any questions for our special guest today?
What's the special guest?
People, experts on the fields of investors, agents, and managers. Do you have any questions?
My questions mainly, yeah, this is Jay Flip, by the way, from the 256 right now, and my question mainly is, I'm trying to get with a group of people that's ready to work, ready to make some big things happen. And say, I think in a globalistic sort of way. So, I'd like to brand my company in Europe first before I brand anywhere else. I am branded. I do have some affiliations in America, obviously, but before I go global, with it, I want to start out in Europe. And I think that's the key market right now for what I'm trying to do musically.
My question is, how do you
go about booking, tours and making, deals like that go through in your favor, in order to, go overseas with you and just your DJ or something like that? Hello?
Yeah. Do you have a proposal? Do you have a proposal or layout presentation of what you're trying to do and brand?
I have ways of making money. I don't even have to leave the States to make the money. I need investors to I could do a show right here in Florence, Alabama, where the 256 is. I could do a show with the proper celebrity hosts behind it, because I know that I'm not to the point of stardom or anything like that in order to draw the amount of crowd that I would need. I could potentially make a profit depending on who I book for the show, but there's a huge, huge profit margin for this particular venue that I'm speaking of, that I can get for a really, really cheap price and book a lot of people. And when you talk numbers really, speak louder than words do. So, if you take a place where you could fit 1,000 people in it, and you only have to pay, anywhere from $2,000 to $2,500 for that venue, $40 a ticket with a big celebrity host behind it, I mean, you're looking at $40,000, obviously, with 1,000 people. That's not including t-shirt sales, CD sales, all the big stuff like, VIP session, meet and greets, all that. So when you throw that type of stuff in there, it kind of jacks up the price a little bit, as far as profit margin goes. And, that's the type of people I'm looking for that think in those sort of fashions.
So is you saying you want to get something in Europe?
I want to do something in Europe. My damn, for okay. myself. But I have other business ideas, and that's what I was touching on with this particular show idea, where I could actually take an investment of $1,200 and turn it into a $100,000 profit.
Okay.
Yes,
now,
I have friends in Europe.
Just to help you with your answer, if I'm answering you correctly. For his investment, I know myself, other investors would want to know your router, because you got to look at who all you have coming over, because you're dealing with international. So passports, that's important. Who can get one, who can't get one, customs and checking point, hotel accommodations, the fees, what it's going to cost for that, the other miscellaneous items. So when I asked you earlier about your proposal, you want to have all that included in your budget proposal. You want to think highly on the amount that you want, because you want to look at all the other things. You write about the numbers, but you want to think about it from another demographic perspective. Like you said, the numbers. So you want to look at, okay, what the venue holds in Europe. what's the hotel fees going to be, what's the router, all that goes into your router, so you already know what those fees are going to be. Who's providing, who's going to be the sound production, the lighting, all those things you got, that you're going to have in your router and your proposal with the numbers and the fees for that
right.
option and the air flight,
right.
you know, all that. So, and it's the same way if you was already based.
You know, a lot of these venues have their own sound guys and they have their own sound systems. You know, a lot of times you do bring in equipment, obviously, to connect to their sound systems. But a lot of times when you book these venues, these venues, unless it's a festival where they're building the venue per se. You know, a lot of these venues already have their systems, and you really, like, nowadays with the way technology is and the way, you know, clubs are set up, that's not too much of an expense.
I just came off of R. Kelly tour, and you talking...
Yeah, that's a tour. That's him taking and building his stage inside stadiums.
One,
am I wrong?
Right. Yeah, one 18-wheeler truck was just all the lighting alone. And that was right there, was like $50,000. Another 18-wheeler trailer, that was just the stage part, you know, that they had to bring out. The other was just all the other stuff, meaning like the chairs, the tables.
But that's R. Kelly. R. Kelly is like an
icon.
D.O.D. to me. You know, he is not at my level.
You know,
he's
got to convince me how I'm going to make a profit off a European show. And you can't think low budget. You got to think higher numbers because the market, you got to look at the currency of the money value. In the States, we got the dollar, but overseas, in Europe, you don't have the dollar. You have the
euro.
And the dollar value might be a whole lot different in the currency and the money value, you know. So all they got to play a important role. What you might want to do is go back to research what you're trying to do and put it in perspective. So we get the right numbers for the investors to come on board with that. And I'll pretty much be interested, but once you give me the numbers and what you're trying to do, then I'll know what I can do on my end.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking for, you know, somebody that's willing to take that on because I'm an artist. You know, I don't want to have to do that. I want to make music. I don't want to have to sit around and worry about how, you know, what the numbers are going to be. I don't have to tell people how much is what going to, you know, I want people that already know. You know, that's what I'm looking for. I don't want to have to do that for you, you know, and that's really, you know, I'm not trying to be, you know, a butt or
right.
anything, but I'm just being honest. Like, it's just okay. real. Like, I'm an artist, dude. Like, I'm Jay Flip. I'm not R. Kelly, but I'm Jay Flip. You feel me? So as a brand, I know R. Kelly ain't handling. He's not fucking building his own fucking stage. You know what I'm saying? I know
okay.
that. And,
well,
and I'm not asking for nobody to build my stage for me. What I'm asking
right.
for is just
you,
a little
I,
bit
I
of help because it takes some cheating.
Not just R. Kelly. I mean, I did a show with Rascal Flatts, and they have the same router. They have the trucks, the lighting, everything is.
Yeah, they're huge though. They done sold so many millions of records. Name an artist. Like, have you done anything with Chief Keef that just got booted out of his crib? You know what I mean? Like, why not him? How come ain't nobody fucking taking him and bringing him down the southern, you know, down to the south where people love him? People love fucking Chief Keef. How come Chief Keef ain't getting booked down here? You know, and we're not profiting, and he's not profiting off of that. Like, what's going on? What's wrong with the business right now? Why are people so scared? That's what I want to know.
The laws are changing. The laws are changing on royalties and everything else. You know, and it changed June 6th. You know, and people don't realize that. But if you want to go to Canada and start off there, I mean, I know a couple in Italy. You know what I mean? But as far as the UK goes, you got to be big. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got to start out there online.
I have a very, very strong presence in Berlin, Germany. I put out a record with a group named Mishkon Zoom out there, and basically, you know, I speak fluent German, so I really touch base with like Switzerland.
I've
Germany and Austria,
mm-hmm.
like those those are my markets. Those are that's where I know I can sell the best. Is in Switzerland, I don't know if you know the exchange rate, and I don't know if you know the financial stability of the country, but it's money in there, and
yes,
they're looking for American hip hop.
Yes, they are.
Yes,
okay,
they are.
Okay, we can work with that then. If you want to hook up, we can work with that because my computers and all that were set up from Switzerland. You know, because but I go through the psychic network. It's not psychic out there. It's a religion. You know what I mean? I'm a spiritualist. I'm into alchemy and different things like that. And
I was introduced to alchemy through, you know who Paulo Coelho is?
Yes, I do.
You know what I'm talking about? Yeah,
yes, I do. I think I have him in my phone right now.
The Alchemist? You familiar with the book? That's a beautiful book, and you know, if any listeners out there are listening, you know, to what I'm saying, go and pick that book up and read it. It'll enlighten you.
Well, I know Colin. You know Colin Fry? He has a school there, and I wanted to go there. So when I couldn't go, they set up my computer here. Because I was already teaching online and stuff like that, but I wanted to become a pure alchemist. But, you know, that was a dream. I ended up with Ayurveda medicine, you know. So,
I've worked in the field of medicine for 10 years of my life. And, you know, I went into the field of medicine in order to not be a struggling artist. And, you know, I know, you know.
So are you a Reiki master? Or because I'm a Reiki master, Reiki, Kundalini Reiki, Kundalini Yoga, different things like this. And that is very well, they're into that. And if you could get on that venue, they are backers. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're ones that they are in, like,
they're supporters. They believe in their people, man.
That's right, they do. And a lot of their schooling is free. Like, Mozilla Firefox, the webmaster to our site, he helped create Mozilla Firefox. And so we all had it for free. David Icke, I met David Icke. He started YouTube. We were the first site to have YouTube for free. We had YouTube. We were doing YouTube videos way back in the day when it first came out. So, I mean, you're right. And I can work with you on stuff like that, you know. Did you ever hear the Angel Lady? She's in the UK, Jackie Newcomb. Did you ever hear of her? She's got her own network.
No, man, I've heard of David. David Icke, though. David Icke is a wild character. I know his ideals, and I know the topics that you're touching on, and that's music is soulful, you know what I'm saying?
That's
so
right.
Once you can, you know, realize that and put your soul into it, in a way you are selling your soul for people to enjoy what you're doing, and there's nothing wrong with that, you know, and I, that's why
but
everybody
you
wants
copyright
to pin,
your work there.
Pin all the, yeah, you have to copyright, you have to handle your business, you know,
right.
And that's what it's about, and some people are bad businessmen and women, and some people are good, and, you know, it's just that's the you know, way of the world. There's always positive and negative energy in everything, and you have to be able to withstand it or overcome it. If you don't, you'll be swallowed in it. And if you do, that's your destiny. That's your total destiny, man, period.
Very true. Very true. You'll get swallowed in this industry very, very, very quick.
Well, go on, stick a Susan Swindells on Facebook, and we'll hook up, okay? Because I'm handling the international business aspect. And like I said, if you want to start out in Canada, and, you know, because Canada is a big follower of everything in Europe.
Yeah.
And it's easier to get to Canada. It's, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
like my friend that wanted to come on here from France. I mean, he's really good. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, he's a guy to talk to.
Yeah, I would have loved to talk to him. It's too bad, you know, he doesn't speak English because, I love the French. I would love to talk to him or email him or whatever because the French hip-hop scene is it blew up. I mean, it blew up from 2001 all the way up until 2010. I watched that. I mean, I just watched artists just literally one after another start from underground and just blow up. And it's amazing because they're that good. They're the best in Europe. If you can book shows in France with top hip hop artists, it's guaranteed profitability.
Absolutely.
Well, like I said, go on my Facebook and we'll you know what I mean. I'll talk to him because he's on now. Like you know, I'll have to go on and talk to my tribe. He was going to come on through podcast because then he can do translations. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it would have been easier.
I just wanted to comment on what our last caller was saying about the hip hop scene internationally. Also, look into. I had only discovered this when a few years back when I was going on a Israeli retreat that there's actually a strong hip-hop scene in Israel.
There's
a big-time rapper producer in Israel that goes by Subliminal. One of his artists is a Canadian rapper who migrated to Israel. And an English-speaking Canadian rapper who migrated to Israel, Shy360, you guys should definitely research and check them out. Shy360.
What about Sean Poe? I mean, he's one of the most famous, actually. You know, he's actually exiled from America at the moment. Because of the whole P. Diddy situation and J-Lo situation. He went to Israel. That's where he's at right now, I believe. If I'm wrong. Not sure.
Well,
can anybody correct me? I apologize. but I don't know if anybody's familiar with Sean Poe. Shine is an amazing artist, and he has those ties exactly what you're talking about with with the Israeli scene,
and
it is blowing up. It's huge in Saudi Arabia.
Middle East is really feeling on it on the hip hop scene right now.
They like a lot of techno too. They like techno.
Delete all the doubles. Delete one of each double. Okay, just ones, right? Okay. All right. Spider Mike had a request to play one of the songs. Will this be there?
Yes.
All right. I can name the next song, the one you previously sent me.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Can you introduce this next song, the song you previously sent me?
Yes. This that you are going to hear is going to be Rhyme Scheme. He is an artist that I am representing. Right now, he is hip-hop. He has sold over 2,000 albums from this record since December on his own. The name of the song is called Time Will Fly. I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you.
Time flies by, homie. Come on.
They say time fly by, I got jet lag. Got me feeling like sleep is a setback. The reaper not giving any breaths back. Enemies will bring the drama where you rest at. I'm top grade, the competition got left back. Still the game shit on you like X-Lax. Public enemy, put time where your chest at. Let you watch as all the lights fade jet black. Smoke settles, doors shut, curtains closed. People front tell you don't take it personal. Start to see squares as far as your circle goes. Try and stay above the evil that lurks below. True colors, these snakes all two-faced. Time flies, make sure you pack a suitcase. Clock ticking, the plot ticking for the due date. I'm just trying to see my time before it's too late. Come on. Time flies by, homie. Time flies by, homie. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Revolver at on light speed. Death still on the corner, let God breathe. Time forming strong arm and robberies. Let the Lord see inside the walls on properly. The walls bleed deception, move on beat. Dreams turn to memories, sleep never slept on my enemy. So deep my niggas, we just stampeding into the dark. Ether, burning reaper, cogs in the seven seater. Who's a believer in God when the barrel's on their jaw? Oh, time fears no man. We all promised to plot a land. Revolve on the watch again. Somebody shot again, hope is not a friend. We lost a lot of kin on the friends, that's what they call it. Cushion alcoholic vendors trying to start time with all my knowledge. I'm seeing deadlines and dead bodies, so I'm trying to get mine before they call it. All that crap talking, wasting time, yours not mine, I'm balling. Come on. Come on. Time flies by, homie. Time flies by, homie. Come on.
Come on. Yo, I'm overseas on Dutch time, so I be striking this Deutsch every time I come and rush rhyme. I'm spitting in my rhyme with these lyrical doses. I'm spitting ferocious, they boast a bit, but they quote this shit. Lyrical combine when I be spitting mine, but I feel like a time bomb cause we out of time. Rollies don't tick-tock, but that's a damn shame, baby, with the Swiss watch. I'm all around the world like a circumference and spit my mind like a press conference, but they ain't stopping shit. I'm like a renegade, baby, cause I gotta get paid. I'm off the limelight, baby, cause I gotta get shade. Potent flows when they spitting and they cocking aim, but time flies like a rollie on an airplane. Look into my eyes, you can sit back and realize that we be analyzing time.
Come on. Come on. Time flies by, homie. Time flies by, homie. Come on. Come on.
All right, Melissa, what do you got to say about that song?
I really like that song. I think it has a nice beat to it. It's catchy. It's, you know, it speaks to me about, you know, the way life is and how time is.
Oh, all right. And you said your artist was already selling units and everything?
I'm sorry?
I said, and you said that your artist currently sold a lot of units already?
Yes, he's already sold over 2,000 units of his album, All Black, which that song is from. He is also on several different websites, blogs, you know, Facebook, Twitter. He has quite a few fans, and he's doing really well. He's really getting noticed right now.
And we would love to have your artist in on a Music Mondays episode for a feature interview. That's an amazing song, and I'm looking forward to hearing more music from your artist.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Excellent. Yeah, same here. That's nice.
Is he from New York?
He is originally from Detroit. He is in California right now.
Okay.
He's got
a lot of that song.
Oh.
It's pretty catchy.
No, it's like life. Like, I know what he's saying. It's like life when you're doing this kind of work all the time. Life flies by and you get shit in the suitcase. You're out the door. You're on the fly. It's right.
Killing
right.
It.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
And you said this song is already currently selling. Can people who listen to this on the podcast Is this song available to Shazam?
It is available on Bandcamp, the whole album, okay. And The Time Will Fly. He also has another song circulating called Four Letters. That one's on iTunes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. Honestly,
and he's on quite a few radio stations I've gotten him on. He's in the UK. He's in Romania. He's all over the world already.
And tell us again the name of this artist that we got to look out for.
His name is Rhyme Scheme.
Rhyme Scheme.
All right.
So
just the same as Rhyme Scheme? Is it? Okay, I got him. I found him.
I got it.
I had to type in the song.
Yeah, shout out to everybody involved with that project.
I did forget a couple.
So how long has he been on iTunes?
He has been on iTunes. Well, the album dropped in December, so I'm quite sure he's been on there.
Okay, so he sold 2,000 albums or 2,000 singles?
He's sold over 2,000 albums, and then that's not including
singles. Okay, so he sold 2,000 albums all digitally, or had you sold some physically like Adam Strong?
He has done both, mostly digitally, but he has...
Okay.
Uh-huh. And that 2,000 is just albums. It does not include any of the single sales.
Okay.
And what are some of the single sales?
He has Four Letters, which is out right now. Time Will Fly. He's getting ready to drop a new song. He has a video out for Four Letters. He is getting ready to drop the video for Time Will Fly. And he's got the whole album. There's quite a few songs.
Is he signed with a network?
I'm sorry?
Is he signed with a network?
He is not. He is independent right now. He's been doing this on his own for quite a long time, and I have just stepped in recently.
Would he talk to somebody, you think? You know, like, I know somebody that would talk to him for sure.
Yes, he's definitely looking to talk to people. He's wanting to go to the next level. He's to a point where he's doing very well on himself. He needs that platform to reach even more people and to increase the sales on a bigger level.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And he was posting all day that he's looking, you know. All right.
So I'm going to make sure that Evan makes sure that the two of you guys get connected on a one-on-one basis.
Perfect.
You telling me and Melissa?
Yes.
Like me and her are already connected. Yeah, that's something.
Susan and Melissa got connected.
Oh yeah. That's no problem. That's all part of the territory. They understand what I'm saying.
And yeah, I was supposed to be on the phone with him already, but that's okay. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, because the thing about it is, when you work with us, I like to share. I like to give people the opportunities to be able to do great things. You know, it's really just about how you take it and what you actually do with it.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, because that's all I ever did was just take something and just, develop new strategies, new ways of doing it. And, that's why I'm still alive. Honestly, so, all right, I'm a pass the mic to you guys.
Looks like we have.
Rhyme Scheme is dope, man. I'm looking him up right now on iTunes, and he's got quite a few things together already.
He's doing really well. He's invested in himself, and he's just ready for someone to come along and help him get bigger.
That's what I think. That's exactly what we're looking for. That sounds good.
Yeah, and with me, I'm doing a lot of the promoting and the marketing and the blasting, and I'm pretty much doing everything for him now, trying to get his name further out to more radio stations, more countries.
So you got two albums and two singles on iTunes right now.
Thank you for that.
That's awesome. So, yeah, he's a great artist. I think I'd like to, work with him.
Well, yes, we would like to speak about that.
Yeah, he's cool. He reminded me of Rakim. He had a real Rakim flavor, like New Age Rakim style.
Yeah. Yup. Exactly.
He's a really cool, down-to-earth guy, too. He actually wears a suit and tie during the day, you wouldn't think. But he's got his own thing going also besides his music. So he's doing really well. He's really focused, and he's really going to be an asset to whoever picks him up.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely.
Sounds good. We're definitely going to get everybody connected. Definitely.
Perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate you all giving me the time.
No problem. It's all with the territory. So we're going to get into some music real quick.
Turn up. Mike Wilson. We're going to always get money, man. Young Jeezy. Big Sean. Juicy J. Ball shit, nigga. Let's get it.
One night, two shows, there's two matches and a team expansion. Thumbing through a check, got me sweating the pants. When you get money, chicks come around. Niggas start hating, who's holding you down? All this ice, I'm just living the life. Bad bitch want me, give me head like life. Hit club, live in a rush. Pocket so swole, eyes are dipping a buck. Eighth in my hand and a 45 tuck. Money coming down, codeine pouring up. Smoking on some dope, I was on the floor. 20 years in, niggas called me to go. Money adding up, you haters going broke. Still in the game while you niggas riding home. See me showing out, they mugging, I don't give a fuck. How I start my morning off a zip and a double cup. Hatin' ass niggas got behind me. Balls are hard, they wanna find me. Juicy J, Taylor Gang, I've been rich since the 90s.
Every time I go out, you know I got show out. Whoa.
Ratchet hoes say I ain't shit. Well, at least I ain't broke, ho. Stacking paper like old folks. You still staying with your old folks. She a fan, that's fantastic. Poppin' Zannies, that's fantastic. Getting rich, fantastic. White girls like Ann has a way going way out. They wait for my bandwagon.
Everyone back?
I'm here. I'm your host, Matt Big Shot Sprinkle. Guys there?
We are here. This is Melissa. I'd like to say thank you to everybody who gave me advice and who listened to my artist. I'm very appreciative to have been here, but I need to go.
All right. Thank you, Melissa, for joining us.
Thank you. You guys can contact me anytime. Evan,
all right,
information. All right, thank you all. Have a good night.
No problem.
All right, bye-bye.
Jay Flip. My name is Jay Flip. I just wanted to go ahead and let you guys know my information. You can contact me via Gmail at jae.stros@gmail.com. And I'd like definitely, you know, love to work with, you know, any and all of y'all and you know, see what we can do. I'm all about building. I want to build an empire, you know, and that's all I want to be a part of, you know, is making, you know, people feel joy from my entertainment, you know what I mean, or fear or whatever they get from it. You know, I just want to, you know, I want to entertain. So, you know, I look forward to working with y'all.
My name is Jake Slip, and I appreciate you, Evan, for having me on. All right.
Absolutely, bro. You know, just keep in touch. You already know what's gonna you know what's capable of happening. You know, just reach out.
And I will get a hold of you, Jay Flip, because I'm in the same boat as you are right now, but I'm already, like, hooking up, so.
That's true. Yeah, I got some things going myself, you know, I'm pretty proud of. I don't like to put too much out, but, you know,
I'm international business, though, and I am already.
And like I said, I told Evan this, you know, I don't know who I'm dealing with. I don't know all of you guys personally, but this is our first conversation, and you guys don't really know me as an artist. You guys haven't even heard anything that I've done. You know, you may have,
well,
and you don't even realize it, but yeah, I don't, you know, I'm not trying to, you know, to be bigger than my own britches, you know what I'm saying? But I handle business well, and I'm a hard worker, and you know, I'm ready to work. So, you know, whatever you guys got planned, man, let's get it.
What I want you to do for me, send me 3 MP3s, your cell phone number, and a bio, and send that to bigstepsradio@gmail.com. And we'll get you on for one of our Music Mondays and get you for a feature interview.
Big Steps Radio.
BIGSTATS radio@gmail.com.
Big Stats Radio. Gotcha.
Yes, if you don't have the email, I will text it to you if that's more convenient for you.
All right, for sure, yeah. It's hard to hear over the phone.
No problem. You'll get that momentarily.
All right, brother. I'll holler at y'all, man. Y'all be easy. Have a good night. Love y'all. Take it easy.
All right. All right, people. I'm getting ready to get out this call myself. I got to go handle some other important business. So,
hey, I'm going to close out the show for us today, so...
I'll talk to you guys soon.
Alright. And Diamond, are you still there? Diamond has left. So it's so Susan, do you have any more things? Susan has left. Alright. Caller from the 404, do you have anything else you would like to say in closing? Caller from the 404 has left. So I would like to thank all of our callers today for checking in on the show. As always, you can listen to us here at blogtalkradio.com/MatthewFrankel. You can listen to our archived episodes at bigstatsidlehour.com or at my personal website, msfpinc.com. And at msfpinc.com, you can listen to past and present episode, the Big Stats Idle Hour, hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, and music that I produce. See all the projects I'm involved with, find out about the MSFP label and the MSFP studios, and one project that means a lot to me, the Big Stats Cares Foundation, that benefits special needs children through music education. Come here, donate, open up your heart, and let's give to these kids. We're going to close out the show today with an inspirational song about by Katy Perry. Once again, we're closing out the show again with Katy Perry's Fireworks.
Plastic bag. floating, caving in. Do you ever feel already buried deep? 6 feet under screens and no one seems to hear a thing. Do you know that there's still a chance for you? Cause there's a spark in you. You just gotta ignite the light and live.
We'll see you next time on Big Stats Idle Hour.